again. It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, the energy that you have created in this particular space would make it quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity to allow your consciousness to shift into that meditative state and to participate in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But once again, of course, as always, that choice is yours. Absolutely. Now, once again, you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, in the societal belief systems, in the individual belief systems. The human consciousness belief systems, once again, are very difficult for you to step outside of. And you, as a human consciousness, have agreed to alter the energy that you utilize to create this reality. In order to facilitate your belief in time and space, you put in place a 25-year period, if you wish, to allow for this transition to occur. And so, during your so-called year of 2012, you allowed for the completion of that transition into this new age and new energy. You, with reference to these so-called human consciousness belief systems, once again, have a very difficult time stepping outside of that belief system. For example, while you can perhaps put a limitation upon many of those belief systems to completely eliminate them and to remain in your so-called consciousness state in this vibrational level is very difficult. You understand absolutely, and you go to great lengths to validate the belief that you will not continue to exist in a particular incarnational period. And in fact, to validate that belief and belief system, you go through all types of particular changes in an incarnational period from your infancy all the way through your adolescence and into your adulthood and into your senior years, as you refer to, and eventually you terminate your existence in a particular incarnational period. Very difficult for you to alter that particular belief, that evolutionary process. For many, you can extend it perhaps, but to eliminate it and to exist indefinitely, for lack of a better terminology, in a particular incarnational period is not within your belief system. It's a human consciousness belief system. And it's very difficult for you to step outside of that human consciousness belief system. This alteration into the new age and new energy at some level of your consciousness, each of you agreed to participate in that particular change, if you would, in that particular belief and belief system, a human consciousness belief system. Now, you also have societal belief systems, and you have societal belief systems that influence your realities. Many individuals will hold a societal belief system as being a human consciousness belief system. For example, there are many entities who believe that they are not in control of their reality. Not only do they believe that they are not in control of their reality, they believe that every individual existing in your vibrational level is not in control of their reality. There are individuals who hold what we refer to as a societal belief system that they believe is a human consciousness belief system, that they believe is applied to everyone, and consequently, they experience realities that validate that belief and belief system. It's an individual and a societal belief system, but not necessarily a human consciousness belief system. For example, there are entities who believe that you have for guides and angels that influence your reality. You can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice. But it's not a human consciousness belief system. In some instances, it's a societal belief system where the overall society, for example, if you're involved in some type of particular religious group, there would be those who would believe you have guides and angels, and so it can be a societal belief system, also an individual belief system. And for those individuals, you create the reality to validate the belief you have. And so you will see these so-called guides and angels that you create, that exist around each and every entity, because it's what you believe. But it's an individual or a societal belief system, not necessarily a human consciousness belief system, and therefore does not apply to every individual. And so there are those who don't believe that they have guides and angels and don't choose to experience realities to validate those particular belief systems. What do you believe? And so you had the societal belief systems that, is once again, individuals like to apply and to hold as being human consciousness belief systems. And this belief in time and space, it definitely is a human consciousness belief system, but there are societal belief systems who utilize that human consciousness belief system to put particular explanations or limitations upon particular activities that are occurring at a human consciousness level. For example, this transition into the new age and new energy that, as a human consciousness, you agreed to facilitate and to have that experience, absolutely. But many times, it was a societal belief system. This belief system that there had to be a transition period that brought that particular alteration of your energy that you utilized to create this reality to occur in your so-called year of 2012. You see, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees and other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. It becomes very difficult to accept the concept that you exist in all of your vibrational levels, in all of your incarnational periods in the now. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. Even to attempt to give you an explanation of the illusionary concept of time and space requires, through the use of a vocabulary, to utilize words that refer to time and space, phrases that refer to your belief in time and space, the past and the present and the future, for example. How can you be in the present? Because you see, the present, and to utilize your belief in time and space, the present is between the past and the future. Ironically, by the time you begin to give an explanation for what the present is, it's already being the past in your belief in time and space. It's an illusion. Time and space don't really exist. And so you put in place this belief in time and space, in this passage of time, to facilitate the changes and alterations in your so-called reality creation process, because it makes it more real. It makes it easier for you to accept. And so for many individuals entering into this so-called new age and new energy who have had difficulty in accepting and experiencing the abilities and the capacity, because they don't really believe that it's possible to alter your reality. They don't really hold that belief. You see, when you hold the belief, you have the expectation that certain particular realities will occur. And if you don't have the expectation, then you may wish that a particular activity will occur. You may, in your awakened consciousness, stay. think that you hold the belief, but do you really expect that it's possible for you to experience that reality? Do you really expect that it's possible for you to experience, for example, an alteration in your health, an alteration in your physical being? Is it possible? Do you hold that belief? And so many individuals who indeed wish to enter into this new time, in this new age and new energy, through this passage of time, are beginning to realize that for many individuals as well, it's difficult. It's difficult because you choose to believe that it's difficult. It's difficult because you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so in order to facilitate this so-called difficulty, this passage into this new age, they put in place another time limit, another 12 years. And so you're coming into that particular area where it's the completion of this second passage of time. And so perhaps now entities will have that capacity to, in their awakened consciousness state, influence their reality. Ironically, you already are. By holding the belief, by expecting that it's going to take time for you to alter your consciousness to that state where you can influence your reality from your awakened consciousness state, you are already from your awakened consciousness state influencing your reality. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible to alter your physical being? Do you believe that it's possible through holding various thought processes in your awakened consciousness state to literally alter your physical being, what's occurring and what you're experiencing within your physical body? You see, whether you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe it's possible or not, that's a human consciousness belief system that you have entered into this new age and new energy, and you are already influencing the reality based upon what it is that you hold as a belief and belief system in your awakened consciousness state. What do you expect? You see, this reality that you experience and the way you create your reality has not really changed. You've simply altered the process to make it easier for you to alter from your awakened consciousness state. You see, the reality is based upon your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your attitudes and your beliefs. What do you believe? You see, it's important to be aware of what it is that you desire. What do you desire? Many individuals are not quite aware of what it is that they desire. Well, it would be nice to have this, or it would be nice to have this, but I don't really believe that it's possible. And so you see, understand what it is that you desire, and then utilize your imagination. There is not one particular so-called gadget, if you wish, not one particular piece of your so-called advanced technology that you experience and utilize in your day-to-day activities, that's not the result of someone's imagination. What do you believe, and do you imagine what it would be like? And so understand what it is that you desire and utilize your imagination to experience that type of reality. And then expect that it's possible to create it. And therein lies the difficulty, because you can understand what it is that you desire and you can utilize imagination all you want, but if you don't have the expectation, if you don't truly believe, then indeed you will create the reality to validate the belief you hold. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? If you believe that it's possible for you to alter your reality consciously, and you hold that expectation, it's not just a concept that would be nice, but actually understand that it's within your capacity, and you hold the expectation to experience the reality, then the reality you experience indeed is what it is you desire consciously. What do you believe? It is such a simple statement. It is the key to understanding this reality creation process. It's the key to understanding absolutely that in this new age and new energy, it's possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to influence your reality in a manner that has been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. What do you believe? And if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have a question, Josiah. It's Elizabeth. You've said we create our own reality many times today and in prior sessions. Do you ever get frustrated with our reluctant acceptance of this?
We are grateful for the opportunity to interact with each of you in your vibrational level. We have never existed within your vibrational level, and it's through a friend Elias that we get this opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that each of you experience on your so-called daily basis, that you consider many times to be emotions and feelings that are very negative. From our perspective, it's very interesting, because you see, when you understand that you're in control of your reality and your creation, then the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense as what you seemingly experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so when we enter into your vibrational level and we interact with our friend Elias, we're grateful for that opportunity. We come to learn, if you wish, and we do absolutely learn from each of you. It's important for you to understand as well that the information that we express to each of you is information that's within inside each of you. We don't have knowledge that you're not aware of. We simply suggest and give to you that which you desire to hear. It's not something that we think, well, we can have information and we can improve these individual lives. Absolutely not. That's not our intent at all. We simply give to you information that you desire to hear. So if you become bored by hearing over and over and over again that you create your reality based upon your belief systems, it's what you wish to hear. It's your choice to hear. If you don't want to hear it anymore, then don't ask for it, and we won't suggest it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have a question. I guess I'm off mute here now. Can you explain more about this 12 years after the 2012 date and kind of what would be happening or what we should be feeling, experiencing, sensing, whatever it is?
You, in the human consciousness awake state, believe in time and space. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. However, for many, this alteration into the new age and new energy, while it occurred, many individuals, particularly individuals in your so-called new age societies, did not experience an alteration or a change. And so suddenly, these individuals who expected that there would be this tremendous alteration in the energy, which we suggested would be a very subtle change, a change nonetheless, but one which one had to consciously make an effort to become involved in if you wish to experience it in your awakened consciousness state and be aware that you were indeed experiencing it. Ironically, whether you're aware or not, you create the reality, and what you hold in your conscious mind, in your conscious and awake state, is influencing your reality. It's more difficult to believe than when we suggest that you have stored within your DNA various beliefs and belief systems that are indeed put there by your choice and decision in order to you, for you to have the opportunity to experience a particular reality in a particular incarnational period. It's no more complicated to understand that what you hold in your awakened consciousness state is influencing your reality. However, there are many individuals, once again, in your so-called New Age society who were expecting this tremendous alteration in their ability to influence their reality from their awakened consciousness state, expecting it but not really believing it, not really having that true expectation. It was like, this is going to be great. We're suddenly going to be experiencing all of these very beautiful reality creation processes. First of all, you need to understand that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And it is not judged as right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable from that level of consciousness from which you create this reality. And so you entered into this, many individuals, into this new age and new energy, holding the belief that it was now going to be possible. Well, maybe possible. There's a lot of things perhaps that one must do in order to get into that new age and new energy. Perhaps one must, for example, come up with some new methods or techniques that we can hold in our awakened consciousness state to influence the reality. It can't be that easy that you just hold it in your awakened consciousness state and suddenly you alter your reality. It can't really just be that easy. And so for those individuals in your so-called new age societies who have experience this difficulty in entering into this so-called new age and new energy and influencing their reality from their awakened consciousness state, well, perhaps we need to put another timeline on. Perhaps we need to put another 12 years, and at the end of that particular time period, we can alter this reality and we can begin to experience the full effects of this new age and new energy. What do you believe? We're suggesting, and have always suggested, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. For individuals in your so-called, once again, new age and new society, believing that there must be more passage of time to allow for an individual to fully comprehend and take advantage, if you would, of this new age and new energy, and to be able to influence their reality from a conscious state, then indeed it becomes much more valid if they put in a time frame. Well, there's a reason why we haven't had all the success, but it's going to happen now. It's coming now. We're entering into this 12th year. What do you believe? Our friend Elias, and we very seldom get any interference from our friend Elias. Our friend Elias has accepted many times this ability to consciously influence your reality from your awakened consciousness state. And since this alteration into this new age and new energy, what many of you are not aware of, that he has three times altered what your so-called physicians, your so-called doctors would call very terminal type of illnesses through conscious thought and process, consciously influencing a reality. What do you believe? And it's also rather humorous in our friend Elias. Very seldom influences our vision. However, our friend Elias, on the other hand of this so-called spiritual type of journey, is very reluctant to accept many of the other concepts that the individuals hold as necessary in your so-called New Age society, your belief, for example, in chakras, your belief that you have guides and angels, your belief that it's possible for another to influence your reality, or indeed for you to have the capacity to influence and to heal another. Our friend Elias holds none of those beliefs, and yet holds the belief that it's possible to alter your reality from a conscious state, and has altered his physical being not to impress or to change others, but to influence his own reality and to enhance his own belief systems. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
It does, yep, thank you.
Well, I have a comment about that, not a question, but I believe that the quantum physics is going to alter our consciousness and our knowledge and our awareness, if you will, about our reality, about not our reality, about real reality, because our reality is influenced by our senses and our perceptions. But I believe that the real reality is not yet found, and it's going to be found with the advancement of knowledge or science, about technology, about quantum physics, that the field that we live in, we are part of it and we are all one, and that would make a lot of big improvement of our consciousness, of our feeling, you know, the oneness of all of us. What do you think of that?
What do you believe? It's really that simple. What do you
believe?
What you believe, what you experience in this awakened consciousness state is an illusion. It is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any of your levels of consciousness. It takes a tremendous amount of energy for you to sustain this imaginary reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's not real. That's why we suggest that you exist within each and every atom of the entire universe, because it's your creation. You are one. It's an illusion. And when you begin to accept that it's an illusion, then you can indeed begin to influence it from your awakened consciousness state. And it doesn't matter what terminology you apply to the technique that you're utilizing to alter that reality, it's still an illusion that you begin to alter, because you can accept that it's an illusion. The method or technique that you utilize is not really all that important. We've used the analogy many times that it's like you're about to embark on a journey in this reality. And so you come down upon a shore, and you're going to cross a body of water, and lined up along that shore are a whole series of various vessels, and you go up and down the shore trying out all the vessels, checking them out to see how well provisioned they are and who's managing that particular vessel and whether or not you think it's worthy of carrying you on this journey. And the irony of it is that you could walk across the water. What do you believe? And so it doesn't matter what technique you utilize. It doesn't matter how you alter your reality. It's to understand that it's an illusion, and you do alter your reality. Absolutely, on a continual basis. What's difficult for you to accept is that you alter your reality, not only your so-called future that you're about to experience, you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You exist in the now. You exist in each and every vibrational level, in each and every incarnational period, including in your so-called future and your past, in the now. And you alter those realities in the now, constantly and continuously. What do you believe? It's such a simple statement, and yet it has such a profound impact on the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. Our friend Elias, once again, would wonder why you would add in all the other beliefs to complicate your reality when it's so simple. Why would you believe in chakras? Get rid of that, would be our Elias's advice. Why would you believe that you need to have certain entities surrounding to help you? Get rid, you don't really need that. That would be Elias's advice to each of you. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, it has indeed been a very enjoyable afternoon once again, and we would like to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time we have this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.